Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today is focusing on Queensland legislation. So if you're not from wonderful Queensland, it's regrettably going to be of no benefit for you. Queensland property managers, agents, licensees, etc. You know that our main legislation is, of course, the Property Occupations Act and the regulation that supports the Act. Section 20 of the PO regulations requires property managers, and also I must say salespeople, so PMs and salespeople, to take reasonable steps in relation to the material facts about a rental property or a sale property prior to listing the property for sale or rent, and afterwards during the listing, such as a management agreement, if required, to avoid error, omission, exaggeration and misrepresentation. Another example of error is mistake and omission. So Section 20 in part says we've got to find out and verify facts material to the sale and or the lease. And of course, I'm focusing at the moment on the rental management on the tenancy side, but adding for benefit and to many listening, particularly my valued members of Real Estate Excellence. So Section 20 of the Property Occupation Regulation states an agent appointed to sell or lease property must take reasonable steps to find out or verify the facts material to the sale or lease that a prudent agent would have found out and would have verified to avoid error, mistake, omission, such as silence, exaggeration, and misrepresentation. Now, these steps must be taken before we list the property for rent or sale and afterwards, if any occasion or as the occasion arises. So one of the questions as a reminder of compliance and legislation as part of this podcast with you is if there was an allegation made, and it's an allegation that needs to be proven and we need to defend it. But if there was a complaint or an allegation made against our agency in relation to an error, omission, exaggeration, misrepresentation in any form or fashion, such as advertising or a discussion or something like that, how could you prove as part of the complaint, particularly if to Office of Fair Trading? Because we know the Office of Fair Trading is our main government body. Now, property managers obviously included, given that we are registered and or licensed through the Office of Fair Trading through our main legislation, the PO Act. So should there be an allegation yet to be proven and to be defended, and say the complaint went to Fair Trading, how could your agency prove that you take reasonable steps upon listing a property for sale and or particularly, as I say, rent, to find out the facts material to the property to avoid error, omission, exaggeration and or misrepresentation. Now, an example, particularly valued members of Real Estate Excellence, I've long had, because this law has been around a long time, is a lessor disclosure statement, plus members, I've got a sales one. Now, the intent to help you comply and for best practice is with your PO Form 6 for sales and rentals. You have this best practice document that I give you as part of Platinum PME and Platinum Non-PME membership. It's one of my many of hundreds of best practice forms and templates and email templates. And basically with the PO Form 6, there's a raft of questions I've added to my lessor or sale disclosure statement. And they include things such as disclosure requirements around many issues. They go for a number of pages. So members, you know where to find us or at member online, realestateexcellence.com.au, when you log in to the best practice forms. But just contact us if you need any assistance. So in general, before I close with you today in this short podcast, lessor disclosure statements. Section 20 of the PO regulation requires us as agents, property managers, etc., to take reasonable steps to verify the facts material to the rental or the sale listing to avoid mistakes, exaggeration, misrepresentation, silence, omission. What would a reasonable person want to know? Food for thought. I hope this podcast has assisted you in maintaining good practice and compliance. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thanks for joining me, and bye for now.